So, Brett, delighted to have you back in Highland again before you head away on your travels, this time to Russia and to the European Youth Championships. When we had you in last, we were discussing your silver medal performance at the Commonwealth. It's now back to Russia for you for another Europeans, and I suppose you've been working very hard over that period of time from when you came back from the Commonwealth to where you are now.
I got a lot of confidence from the Commonwealth, winning the silver medal out there. In the build up to them, it was a lot of pressure on me because through selection and that. But I've put a lot of hard work in since then, and I got my All Ireland now, so hopefully I'll make my mark on the Europeans.
This is a fourth European for you. It's a first time at the youths. Do you expect to meet fighters that you have fought before through the different grades?
I would expect to meet the lad that beat me in the Commonwealth Games final. I think I've improved a lot since then. A lot's changed, so hopefully if I meet him in the later stages of the competitions, I'll fancy my chances.
You won a bronze medal the last time in 2012, so there'll be a collection of fighters that was there a number of years ago back again, will there?
I've been there now, this will be my fourth time there, and every time, unfortunately, they've been in Russia and in Napa, but I'm sure I'll meet a few fighters along the way that have boxed before, and they'll all be tough to beat as well as I will be, but you know, I'm well prepared and I'm looking forward to it, so hopefully all goes well.
Yeah. It hasn't been a bad city or a bad country for you to go to, because you have performed well in the venues there.
Performances haven't been too bad over there, but it's not the nicest place to be, and it's not the nicest surroundings, but as long as I come back with a medal, I'll not be too worried about, you know, where we are.
And there's another honour bestowed on you heading out to Russia. You're captain of the Irish team for the first time. Yes, you were captain of Northern Ireland for the Commonwealth, but now you're captain of the Irish team, and it's a great honour to have, and something that you carry on your shoulders with a lot of pride, is it, Brett?
Definitely. It gives me that extra bit of confidence going into the competition. You know, Stephen Connolly, the team manager, named it to me there on Wednesday, named me as the captain, and Oliver McCarthy as the vice captain. Gives me an extra bit of confidence now getting into the championships. You know, hopefully I can lead the team to a good few medals and lead myself to a medal.
Would you be a very much vocal type person? Because that's what, I suppose, the character of a captain is, and it's about motivating the rest of the team. Do you do that on a regular occurrence anyway, ahead of tournaments with the group of players?
Well, you know, we'll be expecting in a team meeting for me to say a few words, and whatever it be, they motivate, you know, they motivate the rest of the team, they motivate the rest of the boys for their upcoming fights. So, you know, stuff like that there, that's the role of a captain in a boxing, because I've been captain in the soccer before, but, you know, it wouldn't be the same, because, you know, it's an individual sport at the end of the day. Soccer would have been a team sport, but you know, I'll be expected to motivate the lads and their upcoming fights and do my part.
You'll be trying to motivate the other fighters on the team. What motivates you, Brett? Who has been your inspiration in boxing?
Well, I suppose you couldn't not say it was Jason Quigley. Like, lately, the mark he's making for himself over in America has been absolutely unreal. You know, he had a great year at amateur before he turned professional. Been the first Irish boxer to get the world final. So, you know, when I'm looking up to people like Jason, seeing him do so well in the professional ranks over in America, you know, someday that's where I want to be. And I have to, suppose, make myself a big enough name in amateur to be successful enough to get myself a professional contract and hopefully someday be where Jason is.
Looking at your medal count at big tournaments recently, you've got a silver and a bronze. Is it fair to say that you want this gold at the Europeans, Brett?
I've been saying that to a lot of people. You know, I've had silver before and I've had bronze before, and not to sound greedy. You know, I've put the hard work in. I've dedicated myself since winning the All-Irelands and before the All-Irelands to win them. You know, I want to go out here now and really make the step up. You know, it was tough, but it was a wee bit easier to win, you know, medals at schoolboy level and junior level. Now it's youth level. Now it's when, you know, it's the time to make the step up. So hopefully I can make the step up and go one better.
Is there a big step to make there? Because we can see the development of young players and young men and women and sport. Is it the same in boxing when you step out of when you step into the youth category, that there is a massive difference there from what it was like in 2012 and last year at the Commonwealth?
Oh yeah, there is a massive difference. You know, at the earlier age groups, you know, a bit of strength could a bit of strength could have won you a few fights, you know, just to blast people out. But, you know, as you get older and people, you know, develop and start to get stronger, it all becomes technique, skill, and obviously a bit of strength too. So, you know, last year I didn't really make that transition. Last year I was beating my All-Irelands by a lad that I beat this year. But, you know, I was sort of thinking to myself then, was I not going to make the transition to youth level? Because I was winning everything on the way up. And when I got to 17, I lost. And I was thinking, you know, I'm going to have to stick to my technique and do a lot of hard work over last year. And, you know, I went to the Commonwealths, got the silver, gave me a lot of confidence. And now here I am with my Ireland and hopefully a gold medal in a few weeks' time.
Yeah. You mentioned Jason Quigley earlier, that he would be an inspiration for you, and Jason's talking the same way as yourself, that he's targeting to be world champion in the professional ring. And as a fighter, you can't rest on your laurels. You can't think, well, if we get to a quarterfinal or a semi-final, one a silver or bronze is good enough. You have to, in boxing, you have to aim. If you're going to make it, you have to aim for the very top, Brett.
You know, it's funny, like, it sounds a bit greedy, but when I was at the Commonwealths myself, I remember hearing Jason say, you know, he was crying, even after his interview in the final of the Worlds, he was crying, he was that angry that he didn't, you know, that he wasn't the world champion. I was sitting looking, thinking, you know, this man's just after winning a silver medal, the first Irish person to ever do it in the boxing, and he's still not happy. But it was like that for myself at the Commonwealths. You know, maybe it wasn't as big a competition, but once I had the silver medal, once you know you have it and you're in the final, all you want is the gold, you know, you have the silver, so you just want to go one better. And when you suppose you fail and you don't get it, it's very hard to take. Like,
yeah, and you have to take out whatever stands in your way between you and that gold medal.
That's the plan. Anyway, you know, anybody that's in the ring with me, they'll put it this way: if they beat me, they'll have earned it, because I'll be in there to give it everything I have, and I'll be in there to win the gold medal, as I say.
Well, listen, Brett, thanks for coming in. I know you're heading away on Sunday, and it's going to be a long trip to Russia, and you have a few days to settle in. But we wish you all the best, and hopefully when you're back, we'll be talking to you about winning another medal at a big competition.
Thanks very much, Ashley. Thanks for having me.